Welcome to another episode of Pop the Balloon of Fine Love St. Louis. I'm your host, Crystal, and today I am joined by some single ladies. Before we get started, I want y'all to give yourself a big hand clap for coming out today. Yes. All right. So this is what you're going to expect. We have a group of single guys. We're going to bring them out one at a time. When that guy hits that corner, if he's your type, sounds like it's going to be a match when he starts talking, do not pop your balloon. However, if that guy hits the corner, he's just not your type, or he says something, sounds like it's not going to be a match, pop your balloon. I'm going to come to you and see why you decide to pop.
This should be interesting.
The scowl is throwing me off. I mean, smile, you know? You're going to be in front of thousands of people. Put your best foot forward. The hands on the hips. It's just not giving feminine. The short haircut. Hey, there's some guys that like the short haircut, but I'm not one of those guys, and I don't think most guys like the short haircut.
You never know, that's the point.
Cinematic Bams Films.
Miss Spring got our first single guy.
He's a comedian, so he's just here for the clout. I'm not hoping that he start roasting chicks, but I mean, your name is comedian something, so you should take advantage of the opportunity to be funny while you're on this platform.
Hey, welcome in.
So how you doing?
Oh, your mic.
Come on with all that.
I mean, how ghetto is that? Very.
Fine, you fine. Welcome in. Name and age.
Willie C. 43.
No, you talk to your mic.
Willie C. 43.
All right, Willie, what do you do?
I'm a stand-up comedian.
Okay. What are you looking for today in a lady?
I'm looking for something serious. I'm looking for somebody that's ready to have fun. I'm looking for somebody that's ready to have fun and somebody like that's gonna be like real. I don't need nobody trying to make it seem like they like VH1. You're not Cardi B. You are who you are. We in St. Louis. Ain't nobody rich. You ain't rich. I ain't rich. I'm not selling no dreams. Don't sell me no dream. Be you and let's have a good time. Yeah.
Homie, don't play that.
So to that point, what are your deal breakers?
Oh, a nasty house. A nasty house, you know what I'm saying? I could stand a little junk, because I know we live life, and, you know, people come in, sit stuff down. But, hey, come on now, what's the jelly? What's going on? Cajun sparkles all on your couch and all that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like somebody who hygiene be together. I love a woman that smell good. If you smell good, you got me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I'm talking about the origin of the hygiene. People think just smelling good is a fragrance. No, it starts with a bath. You ain't putting no water on your it's pass.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
Name and age, and why did you pop?
My name is Brittany. I am 39 years old.
Okay, Brittany.
How are you?
I'm amazing.
Good. Great. I just decided to pop. You and I are associates. You know, we're associates.
Yeah,
and, outside. And
what do you mean by that?
I just feel like, you know, we're friends and.
What's up, Brittany?
Yeah.
Awkward. Is she 39? Is that about right? I don't want to be that guy that's always questioning women's ages, but we know they lie about their age. I think Brittany is 52, but all these women are too damn old to be on this show.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
What do you think people notice about you when they first see you?
Great question. We're going to start at the end and work our way up.
Cool, let's go.
Name and age and answer the question.
Cassie, I am 33. Mm-hmm. And I would say I've been receiving like my aura.
I said physically.
Physically? Mm-hmm. I do apologize.
Mm-hmm.
My features.
Okay.
My physique.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Name and age, answer the question.
I'm Brandy, I'm 36, okay. And my smile, if I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hello, I'm Paulette, and I'm 33 years old. And the first thing people notice about me is my spirit.
Your spirit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a physical spirit?
Inner spirit.
He's coming across passive-aggressive, and that's never masculine. And it definitely turns women off.
What do people notice about you physically?
Physically, my smile, yes.
Okay, all right, cool. Okay, cool.
Same question.
My name's Asha, I'm 35, mm-hmm. And I think the first thing people notice about me is my walk.
Okay. Can I see your walk?
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see. My balloon's still
That's what's up. That's real. Okay.
All right. So before we proceed to the next question, we had to pop along. So we're going to get to her and see why she decided to pop. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Name and age, and why did you pop?
Martian, I'm 46, and I bought my balloon because I'm big on spiritual energy, and I just don't think he quite understands that very well yet.
What do you mean?
Like, when she said her energy spoke for her physical presence, and she said the same thing, he kind of questioned it as if it wasn't possible, and that just kind of don't vibrate with what I believe in.
Stop it. Get some help.
The question that I asked was, what do you think people notice about you first physically?
I didn't hear you say physically. I thought you said walk in the room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I thought you just heard you say when you walk in the room.
No.
Okay.
No, physically.
Yeah, I ain't heard that. Yeah. My bad.
Okay, it's all good.
All right. So, is she a type? Why? Why not?
You different. You got a different look, but not like my type. You just got a different look. Like, I like fashion and shit like that. So, I see what you try to do.
I do it. I don't try. It ain't hard.
Make it the fuck out of here, nigga!
If you can be in any city right now other than Atlanta, Dallas, well, Texas, or LA, where would you want to be and why?
So I'm an international traveler. Mm-hmm. So I like to see different sceneries and experience different things.
Mm-hmm. They lay you down, they spray you down, but they don't stay around.
We cool on an international travelers, we all the way cool on them.
Have you women, ladies, ever dealt with someone in entertainment and someone that is really in entertainment? Like, not just a hobby, not this came through because what's going on. They really been doing this with a longevity in their career, meaning more than 10 years. And how would you deal with it? Like, are you jealous? Are you insecure? If a woman laugh too hard at a joke, are you going to be like, ooh, who is the old girl? And I hate that. I hate it. I can't deal with it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get some answers to it.
It doesn't bother me at all. I'm also in the spotlight. So I like to be with someone who can take it as well because I go certain places and people know me for my business.
It's going to be a no for me, dog. Keep it up, though.
We out and about. You got different dudes talking about where my hug at and all that and being a little too friendly. I'm cool. Women want to be a big dog in society next to the man. It just don't work that way.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.